Hello and welcome to the Transcending CRM podcast, a show where we explore how the Salesforce ecosystem has impacted the careers of fellow trailblazers and the businesses that have leveraged dynamic growth from the platform. This podcast is brought to you by Silverline. Silverline is a Salesforce digital transformation consultancy headquartered in New York City, specializing in financial services, media and entertainment, and healthcare industries. I'm your host, JP Owens, Managing Director of Banking and Lending at Silverline, along with my co-host, Elliot Spence, Principal Consultant at Silverline. Hey, Elliot.
JP, how's it going? I'm excited to dive into some Dreamforce conversation today. We have two awesome guests with a lot of experience at Dreamforce, so looking forward to hearing some of their insights and what they're looking to do this year.
I know, I'm glad you could take a break from your ghost tours at Gettysburg and your raccoon wrangling that was happening today. So we'll jump into some good stuff around Dreamforce today, but glad to have you and glad you're unscathed from your raccoon event earlier today.
Safe and sound. I'm ready to go catch some more.
All right. So like we said, this episode's going to be all about Dreamforce. Elliot has his first big speaking session that I'm sure he'll tell us a little bit more about, where you can find him and when you can find him. We're also going to bring in a few other veteran Dreamforcers from Silverline to talk about their experiences and events to check out while you're in town if you are joining us out in San Francisco in a few weeks. So today, we are joined by two longtime Silverliners. I want to introduce Jill Harrison and Danielle Laffey. So first, I would like to bring Jill in. Jill, you want to come in and give everybody an intro, tell them about yourself and what you do at Silverline?
Hi, JP and Elliot. It's great to be here, and thanks for inviting me on the cast today. Jill Harrison, I've been at Silverline coming up on 13 years, and I am excited to say this is going to be my 18th Dreamforce. So yeah, we're graduating high school, I think, this year at Dreamforce. So I've been an architect for a really long time, but I run our capital markets and asset management practice at Silverline. And, you know, I think I, at this point, qualify to have like some sort of super fan status of Dreamforce. And maybe I'll have a private meet and greet with some of the mascots this year. I don't know.
But Danielle, welcome to the show. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us, you know, tell our listeners about a little bit about yourself. How many Dreamforces have you been to and what you do at Silverline?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I have been at Silverline for almost 5 years in total. I also started out in the solution architect world and now run with a coworker of mine, the insurance practice. So a lot of go-to-market activities that I'm doing here and also working with some of our larger clients. I have been Dreamforce for a long time. I've been in the ecosystem since 2003. So this is my 15th, 15 Dreamforce overall. So excited to go back again. It's definitely changed over the years for sure. And I'm really looking forward to connecting with some new folks and some old friends as well.
I think I'm the young one here then. So this is only my, I'm counting them up. It's either four or five. I think it's my fifth Dreamforce.
I think it's your fourth because I think it's my fifth and I went 1 year before you started going.
Yeah, you're more important to me, so I don't get to go as much. So yes, that is correct. It would be four then. I lost count. I was trying to count them up and four then. This is my fourth. I have a long way to go to catch up to everybody else.
So Danielle or Jill, what are some of the sessions you all are looking to prioritize and why from an attendee perspective?
I mean, I think that the theme of the year this year is going to be all of the sort of advances that Salesforce has been making with AI and data cloud. And, you know, I'm really excited. I know that there's some GPT features that are coming generally available during the week of Dreamforce and some new stuff. And I think like they're always going to have some of the latest and greatest. I know, Danielle, you and I got the chance to see kind of the unveiling of like all the Slack features a few years ago. So to me, this feels like a moment in the same way, where we're going to maybe see kind of the coolest parts of the prompt engineering capabilities and, you know, how that's going to integrate with flow and just, you know, all the pop in the hood to see what they've been up to with all the AI capabilities. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I second that one. I'm also really excited about it. We actually are hosting an insurance breakfast on Tuesday morning for all the insurance folks. It's a little light this year as, you know, everything is all about AI specific information. And I'm really excited to have one of the solution engineers from Salesforce come in and do a demo of things that are both GA and things that are up and coming from a AI data cloud GPT format. So I'm really excited about seeing how that's going to help productivity across, you know, the financial services cloud overall.
Sure. I think it would be awesome to be able to get into the Sam Altman keynote too. I can't believe that that's pretty awesome. They're able to get the CEO of OpenAI to do one of the keynotes. That should be really, really interesting. I don't know if I feel the same way about Matthew McConaughey, but like, you know.
That is one of the things I like. I like seeing like what are the, not really random, but it's like Sam Altman and Matthew McConaughey. But I'm on the same boat as, you know, looking forward to, I'm more looking forward to a lot of the data cloud because I haven't dove into that much at all yet. Just haven't had the ability to, but that's something that really interests me and it's coming up a lot. And I want to familiarize myself as much as I can. You know, I've dove into AI a little bit and built out some stuff with it and some practice orgs and whatnot. But, you know, data cloud is something that comes up more and more, and I want to dive in as much as I can into it. And it seems to be, you know, AI and data cloud are the two big themes that you see in a lot of the sessions.
So you're all talking about a lot of the new stuff that's been announced. I actually look forward to going back a year or two and looking into the things that were announced and how people are actually using it in practice. So for me, it's things like OmniStudio. I know, Danielle, you've dealt with that a lot in insurance prior to what we're dealing with in banking and lending. It's starting to be something that pops up more and more. But seeing some of our clients put it into practice for account opening, for onboarding, some of those more transformational experiences that back in 2-3 years ago when it was just being announced for banking and lending and wealth and asset management, it was primarily something that people were looking to other products for versus now they're building it on the platform. So hearing and seeing some of those stories is going to be really something I'm going to be seeking out. We're actually hosting a lunch on Tuesday of Dreamforce for one of our clients who's been embarking on that journey to help do a consumer loan origination system using OmniStudio is going to be talking about that. So that'll be a pretty cool session as well.
Yeah, that's awesome, especially now that the product has kind of been interwoven with the financial services licenses as opposed to, you know, tech out on your own. It really gives some cool capabilities for some guided flows and things like that within the organizations. So yeah, it's definitely got some really cool stories that are out there for sure.
What about people that are first time Dreamforcers? I remember the first time I went and I wore like dress shoes the whole time and like super dressy clothes, and it was extremely uncomfortable. And I didn't really realize how much went into it with like just the vastness of it. Well, it's basically around the whole city. But what advice would the two of you give to, you know, it's my first Dreamforce. I have no idea what to expect. How do I prepare, both from planning my sessions to even what I wear and what I'm doing around the city?
Some practical advice. I think that's a really good point, JP, or both what JP said earlier and what you're saying now, Elliot. Like, as you think about planning out your schedule, think about creating a mix of like different types of content, because I think it's really fun to go see product announcements and demos and get inspired. But it's also really great to like also like mix in some of those customer stories and be really intentional in like getting to know other people that are presenting at some of these sessions, because you can make these really invaluable connections in these small groups. And so it's nice to think about composing like a sort of set of a content that is both technical and storytelling. I always love the roadmap sessions because it's fun to talk to like the product teams about where things are going and like maybe get some granular answers to questions that you might have. It's always fun to see the product in action, I think. It can be really overwhelming with all of the session content. So think about like, what do you want to see? And, you know, do you need a little bit of inspiration? And like, what are the things that you're most interested in? So think about different formats. I always remember back in the day, the actual hands-on workshops were always rad. It was really great to like set aside an hour and go build something and just get, you know, roll your sleeves up and get dirty with the application. So I think that can be kind of a fun way to mix it up. I don't know. How do you plan your Dreamforce schedule, Danielle?
I was the person who tried to do all things that when the very first few of them. And as it continues to get larger and larger, wear comfortable shoes and make sure that I'm planning to not have to run across the city in 15 minutes with seas of people everywhere to try and get from one session to another. But so over the course of the last couple of years, when Salesforce introduced the Salesforce Plus, where they're actually recording everything and, you know, showing all of those things, I kind of now tell people, because all of these sessions are recorded, like really focus on those relationships and being able to connect with other people. I mean, you're only in the Bay Area for 3 days, maybe 4 days tops. So being able to do hands-on workshops, being able to go into the Community Cove and be able to talk to some of those solution engineers who are demoing the product overall. So you can actually get your questions answered, like come with business use cases that you're trying to solve and having a hard time with. And then asking other people how they're solving it or how you could solve it versus, I mean, don't get me wrong, the speakers are amazing, but those speakers technically are available to you after you go home, right? So unless you very specifically want to talk to those particular people, I really think that trying to connect with people as much as possible and network with people as much as possible, you know, I've made some beautiful friendships, some beautiful business relationships just by, you know, being in the same room with people or going to a circle of success and sitting at one of the round tables for your specific industry and meeting other people who are in your industry and being able to have real conversations about the Salesforce products and how they do work and sometimes how they don't work, even though they said they were going to work that way. And just being able to, you know, go through the challenges.
Yeah, I agree with what both of you said. Jill, my first probably 2 years I went to Dreamforce, I spent a ton of time getting to this hands-on because I was new. I was new to Salesforce. I was new analyst and admin, and I spent so much time, and I was booking them like back to back where I'm like, crap, now I only have 5 minutes to get across the city. There's this other hands-on workshop I really want to go to. And I used to remember getting mad because I'm like, oh, it's locked out. It's full. I can't even do it. But all the sessions are recorded for like speakers. So don't stress about getting across the place, and you have to get it because you can always catch that online afterwards. And Danielle, that was what you were mentioning, and the networking. I mean, that's what I spend time doing is I want to learn about this. So I'm going to get to the Community Cove and talk to the product team or try to hunt down a specific like person from the Salesforce community that I know uses that product a lot and is very good at it, just to bounce some ideas off of them. So now I try to plan out like what is the one or two things that I want to get information about, and I'm going to go try to hunt those people down or attend those sessions to see how X Bank is doing, you know, this on the platform. So I think both of you were spot on with, you know, what I do now.
Why not?
Pragmatically too, you're not wrong, Elliot, right? Like you got to wear comfortable shoes, be cozy, comfy, like, you know, drink your water, bring a water bottle. Like drink as much water as you can and eat salads. That's what I always tell people. Like if you have an opportunity to eat some vegetables, eat some vegetables.
Or just find a nice place to eat lunch. Just make sure you eat, right? Like at minimum. But I think the other call out too is there are so many sessions and agenda builder options. And I know Dreamforce has sort of transformed kind of the pre-COVID to now. But I think the feedback I was hearing from a lot of people last year was there are less sessions, maybe, at least it feels that way. And people were trying to get in and then they were not getting there on time. So it was almost like try to really pick one or maybe 2 to 3 sessions a day you really want to prioritize and make sure you can get there early enough to get a good spot in line. And then outside of that, figure out what are the other topics you care about and lean in on your Salesforce resources, whether it's your AE or your SEs that work on your account or your partners, and see how you could get some access or some exposure to some of those topics and sessions, even while you're there for some small group roundtable discussions or workshops or follow-ups afterwards.
Yeah. From a packing perspective, I will tell you that the amount of jackets that I've had to purchase while being in the Bay Area, because I look at the weather and say, oh, it's going to be 72 and beautiful. And then I don't realize that it's going to be 50 degrees and freezing in the evening timeframes. So make sure that you bring layered clothes for sure when you're packing. And then I'm interested how you guys feel about it. There's some people who say bring laptops, some people who say don't bring laptops. I feel like if I'm going to be doing hands-on workshops in any way, shape, or form, I like to have my laptop to be able to take notes and save some of those screenshots and other things on there versus using, you know, their computers that are there and available. What do you guys think about that?
I always take mine. I always have mine with me, but that's about it. I mean, I have my book bag with my laptop and a charger. I mean, I try to keep it pretty light, you know, because I will end up getting to it, but I tend to collect a lot of socks from the vendor room in my book bag as I walk around too.
This tracks for me.
Yeah. The battery packs, because you can't always find a charging station for your phone and it's inevitable that your phone dies and that's where all of your fun stuff is on. So yeah.
I just use Elliot's battery pack. I try not to bring one, but
I usually have it next to me in my book bag, but it's not sitting next to me right now, but I have a pre-packed, like I bought it on Amazon. It's like a organizer and it's just full of charging cables, external batteries, And I always have my book bag because I bought extras and I always keep them charged. So I don't have to worry about packing, but it's always my book bag. But definitely bring those battery packs while you're out there because there's no charging stations.
You also have to keep an eye on Elliot. I bought him a scale that he can weigh his stuff before he goes so he doesn't get too high of an expense for bringing back a 100-pound suitcase. So he's got all the tools he needs to make sure he packs appropriately now.
My first Dreamforce, I collected a lot from the vendor expo and my suitcase had gained like 30 pounds. True story. So JP jokingly bought me a scale so I can weigh my book bag and stuff before I leave any conference.
That's kind. It sounds like, you know, if you need extra battery, ask Elliot. If you need extra socks, ask Elliot.
They'll be in my book bag.
It'll be packing.
But on the laptop piece, when I was a client or a end user, I brought my laptop only to do work when I wasn't enjoying Dreamforce and consuming everything. As a consultant, absolutely, it's with me at all times. And I'm always that guy with a backpack because I can't go anywhere without all my stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of swag, you guys have been for a few years now, and I feel like that's what everybody wants, right? What is your favorite piece of swag that you guys have received?
Dreamforce number one. When I came home with a 30-pound, or when my suitcase gained 30 pounds, this wasn't even in the suitcase. They mailed it to my house. I won a drone. It was like a $1,000 drone from one of the vendors. And we'd already left, and they were like, yeah, we'll mail it to your house. What's your address? And they did. Like, I got home, and there it was.
I just heard you talk about how you consumed so much knowledge at Dreamforce, but yet you've got 30 pounds of prizes and a drone.
That was Dreamforce number one. That's what I did. I was hands-on events, vendor. Hands-on events, vendor area. I kept bouncing back and forth. Other than that, it's lots of socks. Like, I have socks from every vendor imaginable.
I mean, besides this cloud bow tie that I got from the men's warehouse at one point when they were like on stage at Dreamforce, talking about all of their marketing capabilities. Similar to Elliot, I had a pretty big score in the expo one year back in the day, like early Dreamforce, when all of Dreamforce fit in Moscone West. They would do an expo where you could do like a bingo card and collect stamps from lots of different app exchange providers and, you know, fill up your bingo card. And I think it was like 2 months after Dreamforce, I submitted a bingo card and I won an all expenses paid trip to Hawaii from Salesforce. I thought it was actually a scam when I got the phone call, but it was true. It was like, I got really, really lucky. It was a pretty, pretty awesome year that year.
That's awesome. I did not win a trip to Hawaii. I'll try this year.
I've never actually spent much time in the expo, so I don't have any good swagger prizes.
Yeah. We're going to have to change that for you, JP, this year. This is your year.
What about you, Danielle?
It's the dumbest little thing. And I actually am going to be getting one again this year because I got a new computer, but the little thing that covers up your camera so that you can't like accidentally have your camera on and not realize it. I love those. Those are my favorites. And then my first year of being able to go to Dreamforce and I went to the MVP party. So my first year as an MVP, this is my fourth year in, and being able to get one of the MVP hoodies, was a pretty cool thing. Cause I'd been keeping my eye on that for several years. So when I finally got it, I felt like I had accomplished something. Not quite as cool as a golden hoodie, but you know, second best.
I do think those, like the camera covers, they are one of the most underrated pieces of swag. I do. I get those every year and I typically keep one on my laptop at all times, but this is one like now I, you know, have the external camera, so that's never covered. But on the laptop, yes. Like I have several of those and it's one of the most underrated pieces of swag. JP has nothing because he doesn't go to the vendor expo because he just kind of wanders around aimlessly.
I've got all the stress balls, but these aren't like Dreamforce. These are just from all of our other events. I just hang on to these or socks. All about the socks.
So you go through Dreamforce each day. You're walking like 35, 40,000 steps. You're walking around a vendor area. What about at night, in the evening? What are some of the after party events that any this year that you're looking forward to? And I know we have a lot going on at Silverline that we can highlight as well. But other than that, and I know Jill is extremely excited about the Foo Fighters. Huge fan. Love seeing them in concert. I do too. But what else after hours is everybody looking forward to or have you experienced?
I have a couple of meetups that I'm doing. We've got the MVP appreciation party that I'm going to stop by and see. So I'm excited to see a bunch of those people because, you know, you don't get to see these people very often. So it's awesome to be able to see them. There's always something at the Bourbon and Branch. Is that like the speakeasy place? So I always get excited when I find something that's going on there because I just think it's a cool like venue and experience to go to. I'm not sure what's being held there this year, but I will keep my eye out for whatever I can go to make sure I can get into the speakeasy as long as you don't end up going through the Tenderloin in a inconspicuous time, I suppose.
I've heard that Salesforce Ben is throwing a rager this year. Some sort of big party, you know. I always feel like it's fun to, you know, to JP's point earlier, like treat yourself to a nice dinner or go, you know, to a dinner with your team, like enjoy some of the city, but yeah, find a good party. I know there's a few party apps for Dreamforce that we can share links on, but it's a lot of really great opportunities to connect with your fellow admins and architects and, you know, all sorts of folks.
Yeah, for sure.
Outside of parties, I know one thing Elliot and I started doing, and this goes back to years and years ago, one of our account executives, who we won't name here, but he knows who he is. He used to take Elliot and I up to Top of the Mark every year and we'd grab a bite to eat. And that's just a really cool spot. And we talk about the movie The Rock and Sean Connery because some of it was filmed up there. So we like to try to make a trip up there. This year, I think we're going to take a handful of clients up there too for a quick bite to eat one of the nights. So finding a cool spot like that and starting a new tradition if you're going to be out there every year, I definitely recommend checking out a couple spots like that.
One of the other things that, I mean, there's tons of pre-concert parties. Salesforce Ben is throwing a big party. I forget where that is off the top of my head, so sorry about that. But if you go on their website, I'm sure it's there. But this is something new that I'm doing this year. And this, along with, you know, running and cycling and stuff like that, I play pickleball a lot. And there is a pickleball tournament. The inaugural Dreamforce pickleball tournament. I actually got the email today confirming it, and it's by Squiver, but it's Wednesday beginning at 8 a.m. So they're having, like, they've got so many registrants, there's a pickleball tournament.
That's awesome.
So I'll be playing in that. So I'm looking forward to that.
All the rage, dude.
Yeah. So that's something different, but yeah, there's always something to do. So I encourage anybody listening, get ahead of it and register for some of these just to hold your spots. And because there's things not just every night, but all day, every day that you can, you know, register for. If you're looking to relax for 2 hours during the day, pop into, you know, Silverline's spot or own backup spot. I mean, there's breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks served all day, and you can just relax and work if you need to hop on a meeting and find a quiet spot. But make sure you're getting registered for those things.
For those cigar aficionados, there is every year for the last 11 years, they've done a cigar closeout party that takes place. And so it's this Thursday, the Thursday of Dreamforce is being done. And it's a total buyout this year, which will be kind of fun. It's awesome. At the Cigar Bar and Grill in San Francisco. And there's always, you know, several total buyouts, so several hundred people that are there, and it's free to register and pretty cool. So check that one out. You'll see a lot of MVPs. And I actually last year finally bought Steve Mo a beer. I owed him so many beers over the years. And I finally got to sit down with him for a while and actually buy him that beer.
It's what I like, going back to my Trailblazer profile and looking at all my questions over the years, and they're answered by him. You owe me a beer, you owe me a beer. And I'm like, oh gosh, I owe him like a 24 pack next time I see him. So I'm on that boat as well, where I owe Steve a lot of beers from Formulas over my years.
It's like, we need to start a Steve Mo appreciation party or something.
I mean, how does he not have a landing page of just stand it up and say, here's where I'll be. Come bring me my beers.
Come bring me my beers.
Maybe GPT will be able to create us that website.
But GPT, get on that.
Yeah, we can help him out with that. But I think the other thing too, just want to highlight, I know we talked about where to find people, but I do think most of us will probably be, if we're not speaking or at an event we're already hosting, we'll probably be hanging out around the Clancy Hotel this year. Silverline's got a nice spot there where you can actually come talk to us, come join some of our events, come grab bite to eat, a drink, or just find a quiet place to work and kind of hang out. So Clancy Hotel is a pretty quick walk right from the main area of Dreamforce. So that is something we definitely recommend you all come by and check us out, have a conversation, schedule time to meet, just find a nice place to relax or recharge your battery if you need to as well. So hopefully we'll see a lot of people come by and say hi to us while we're there. But before we wrap up today, Any other kind of last tips or advice from either of you to anybody, whether it's first time or last time? Or actually, before we even get to that last question, I actually want to ask you two another question. No, I just thought about it. So we all went through 2020. We didn't have Dreamforce in 2020, but 2021 was like a really unique Dreamforce. And I actually think all four of us got invited to it, but only two of us went. So of the two of you who went to the 2021 Dreamforce, that was, I think, very unique. Can you tell everybody a little bit about what that was like and just give us some perspective on that?
Yeah, I thought that it was actually pretty amazing. There was, I don't know, a little over 1,000 people, I think, that came in total to that particular piece. And it was interesting to have to, you know, swab your nose every single day in order to get in. But it was a really unique experience. Again, going back to that networking, I loved the fact that I kept running into the same people over and over again. And sometimes when Dreamforce gets so big, you just rush through crowds and don't really make connections. But when you continue to see the same people in the elevator that you saw in the session that was, you know, 2 hours ago, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there eating your lemonade pop off of one of the, you know, Slack stands, and they walk by that too. It was really cool to be able to connect with some of those people. The Foo Fighters were obviously amazing. And Jill and I got all but first row, I think, for that one, for a little bit of time anyway. And then I think that there's something to be said for there's like real world famous, and then there's like Salesforce famous, and everybody knows all those Salesforce famous people in the ecosystem. So that year I was randomly walking away, and it just happened to be that all of the big mascots in their blow up costumes were walking by me, and I requested to take a picture and tweeted it out. And the next day, that's what Salesforce used as their come with open arms, like excited to redo Dreamforce after COVID. So I was Salesforce famous for 2 minutes in life, which was kind of fun.
But to
how about you?
Danielle's point though, like there were real famous people at that Dreamforce too, that you were sort of shoulder to shoulder with in the audience. You know, I think that, I don't know, what struck me about that Dreamforce was how integrated the technology was with kind of helping facilitate a safe concert, or like a whole safe environment and conference. And, you know, they shared the stories of how like New York City, where I live, used Salesforce technology to help stem the pandemic and like kind of galvanize the response here in the city. It was just a really interesting opportunity to kind of understand how, when technology can be used for sort of mutual benefit, people can band together and like solve really hard problems really quickly. And then you're turning around and seeing, like, you know, famous artists perform on stage. And I think Lionel Richie maybe played that year. There was like all these, there were just all these random amazing artists that were playing, and it was really cool. And that's always what strikes me after going to Dreamforce for so many years, how if you let yourself kind of get swept away in sort of the magic of Dreamforce, it's really fun. There's just these moments and you can be really inspired, I think. So
I agree. I mean, Ohana and community continues to shine through there. And that was definitely a year that the Ohana and community came together, and why I love the Salesforce ecosystem so much.
Yeah. And it was the year of Slack too. I mean, it was everything was Slack, Slack, Slack. And how is the sort of way that we work together changing so quickly? And I feel like it's just part of the woodwork now, years later.
Yeah, I'm definitely with the two of you on like the magic of the Ohana and the community. It's something that when I went there for my first time, that's what I was like. I mean, it helped me grow my Salesforce knowledge, my career so much. And so every year I go back, I always get excited about, you know, specific sessions and seeing specific people. Like I've developed, you know, friendships and relationships with people all over the globe through, you know, the Ohana. So always looking forward to going back and seeing them. So this is our, you know, last question, and it's something we like to, you know, ask everybody that comes onto the podcast. And it's, we like to ask all of our guests to share a fun fact or something about yourself that not many people may know. And it could be an accomplishment, a talent, a fun or almost unbelievable story. One of the things we are, you know, eventually going to do maybe is do a countdown of the interesting facts and talents that people have that have been on our podcast, like alligator wrestling. So what is anything that the two of you want to share about yourself?
I feel like most, you know, maybe, I don't know if this qualifies or not, but probably more than a few people know this, but my major hobby is DJing. So I really like to spin, and I am hoping, not promising, maybe I'll do a little bit of a Dreamforce, but it's like my serious side, my side hustle.
Is that going to be at the welcome reception, or where we maybe find you?
TBD, man.
The financial services keynote.
I'll be opening with Huey Lewis in the news, which is true story. 1 year I went and I was like, Huey Lewis is here. Okay, cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Fun fact about me that doesn't have anything to do with Salesforce at all. I spent several years in my side hustle as a professional makeup artist. So really? I've done a little over 500 brides, weddings overall. And it's just kind of a fun little, you know, you're sitting in technology and on the computer all day. So that was a fun, creative way to kind of network with people and make people feel beautiful and good about themselves. So yeah, that's kind of my fun fact that a lot of people don't know.
That's cool. Awesome. No, I was going to say, like, I don't know what you're going to share, because you kind of already shared one that you're a Salesforce MVP. So you might be the first MVP we've had on the show, on the podcast. So no, that's awesome. I didn't know either of those. So we've had, you know, people that have intercepted Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. We've had alligator wrestlers. I know we've had somebody else that's like in a band, or they might also be a DJ. There's been a lot of great talents and interesting facts that people have shared.
Oh, you're thinking of Greg Blousy. He was he played the saxophone, and he was Mr. Ohio, I think, was his fun stuff. So yeah. So yeah.
I do want to do a little plug for those folks who unfortunately are not going to be able to join us at Dreamforce this year. I know that there's a lot of people who might be listening who can't go because of finances, or they can't get out of work, or whatever it is. And so I would just encourage to find the tours that are near you, like, you know, New York World Tour is one that's coming up on the other coast in December. I know that we as a collective group at Silverline are looking to try and figure out how we can kind of bring some Dreamforce to use so that people can see that. And then there's a lot of Dreamin' conferences that are in and around the world, actually, now. I actually am part of the Florida Dreamin' conference that's happening here in the Tampa area in October. But that is an awesome way if you can't actually go to Dreamforce itself, which again, hopefully everybody gets that chance at least once in their lifetime. But if they have the ability to find a Dreamin' conference that's somewhere around you, there's several hundred people that go to those on a regular basis. They've got amazing speakers. They have MVPs that are going. They've got partners and sponsors that are there and expo halls. They've got really fun networking events, and you get to meet people locally. So it's not just, you know, the people that you're hanging out with online, but they've got others as well. So just kind of a little plug for that one. If you can't go to Dreamforce and join us all this year, you know, hopefully you can find some sort of Dreamforce to you in your area.
And then you can rock out to the Foo Fighters at home in the comfort of your, as loud as you want.
Or join Jill on Instagram, because I'm pretty sure that she streams her DJ sessions sometimes.
Once in a while.
Do you take requests, Jill? Can we get a whole queue of Foo Fighters stuff? No?
Okay. I mean, we could do a Foo Fighters playlist. How about that? I'll share. I made a playlist for Dreamforce last year of all of the like bands that I've seen over the years. 18 years is a lot of bands to see at Dreamforce. So maybe I'll share that link for your listeners, JP and Elliot.
Let's do it. Thank you both for jumping on here. And thank you everybody for listening. Just want to do one more quick plug that you can all join us at the Silverline Pop Lounge at the Clancy Hotel to escape from the Dreamforce chaos. We are going to have meeting spaces, conference rooms. You can grab a snack, a coffee. You can relax, take a break from the conference, recharge. We'll have open seating, private rooms, Wi-Fi, and a place to connect with some peers and take a break. Because sometimes it gets a little overwhelming to kind of go place to place. And depending on the weather, you might want to sit inside in the air conditioning and hang out with some people to share some ideas. So hopefully you can come by and say hello to us while you're there. But otherwise, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. To learn more about Silverline, you can subscribe to the Silverline blog at silverlinecrm.com or follow on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook at SilverlineCRM, one word. Hopefully we'll see you all at Dreamforce.